at Crossroads Brewing in Athens, New York, U.S. Senator Charles E. Schumer announced to a small crowd of local residents, politicians, and the media that he is joining more than 20 bipartisan colleagues to introduce legislation that will cut the excise tax on small brewers in half.
And that's why I'm here. I care about jobs in New York, and I try to help any kind of industry that will grow and create jobs.
Schumer described the growing microbrew industry in New York State as a major source of economic development. Cutting taxes would allow these small businesses to continue to grow and also provide employment opportunities for more New Yorkers.
Anyway, so I'm always looking to help our breweries, and our craft breweries are one of our fastest growing industries here in upstate New York. There are, you know, we are now probably one of the top five states in terms of craft brewing. It started out west, Oregon, Colorado, California, but New York is booming, and every couple of weeks a new craft brewery opens. But the legislation on taxation, just like on hard cider, which I talked about across the river in Columbia County, has not kept up. So I am supporting and trying to get passed as a senior member of the Finance Committee, which is in control of all federal taxation of alcohol, something called the Small Brew Act. And let me explain to you what it does. Crossroads Brewery and all our craft, or just about all our craft breweries, don't make that much beer. As I said, they produce 900 barrels. But any brewery that makes less than 6 million barrels needs these kinds of tax breaks. And our bill will cut the taxes, the excise tax, for our craft breweries by 50%. Right now, brewers pay a $7 excise tax for the first 60,000 barrels they brew. Under the Small Brew Act, we cut that from $7 to $3.50. It's very significant when you look at numbers. It could mean about $210,000 in savings for each brewery on the first 60 barrels it produces. And the legislation doesn't stop there. For all of the remaining 2 million barrels, it's cut to the excise tax is cut by $2 a barrel. That could be 3.8 million one day when you're producing a million barrels. That will serve you well, Ken and Janine.
You can go to WGXC.org to hear the entire recording of Senator Chuck Schumer at the Athens Crossroads Brewery on November 1st. On Saturday, November 2nd, Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, will be in Catskill, first stopping by WGXC's studio in the Catskill Community Center at 9:45 a.m. to answer questions from the hosts and radio listeners. At 10 a.m., Gibson will be at the Purple Heart County event at the Greene County Courthouse, 320 Main Street in Catskill, where the Greene County Legislature will present a proclamation declaring Greene County a Purple Heart County, honoring the, quote, service and sacrifice of the nation's men and women in uniform wounded or killed by the enemy while serving to protect the freedoms enjoyed by all Americans, unquote. Gibson will also speak at the Dutchess County's 8th Annual Veterans Appreciation Day at noon at the Wallace Center at the FDR Library in Hyde Park, and at 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the Culinary Command Graduation Dinner at the VFW Hall, 2237 Route 66 in Ghent.
Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail on Cultivate Catskill's first Great Catskill Weed Out, scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Volunteers will meet at the Howard Street side of Main Street near the intersection with West Bridge Street at 10 a.m. Approximately 15 people have already signed up, according to event chairwoman Janet Riccobono. The village of Catskill will be collecting and disposing of the pulled weeds, as well as any trash the volunteers may pick up along the way. Volunteers are responsible for bringing their own gloves and any tools they may want to use. The weed out will cover the most visible streets in the village, including Main, Bridge, West Bridge, Spring, and West Main. The effort is an offshoot of the village's participation in the America in Bloom program. Read the full story in the Daily Mail.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there are possibilities of isolated showers after 1 p.m. Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 57. Saturday night, there are scattered rain showers before midnight possible, then scattered rain and snow showers with a low around 34. Sunday, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 38 and a low around 21 Sunday night. Monday, sunny with a high near 40. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.